Hi, I'm Jo Ung. I'm a pediatric neurologist, a term gene therapist, and I work at UCL Institute for Women's Health, developing gene therapies for untreatable childhood neurological disorders.
My name is Riccardo Privalizzi, and I work on in vivo evaluation of novel synthetic promoters for neurological gene therapies at the UCL Institute for Women's Health.
So it's a pleasure to do a YouTube podcast for Developmental Medicine Child Neurology, and we're discussing our review article on viral gene therapy for pediatric neurological diseases, progress to clinical reality. So this is a paper we co-authored, Riccardo and I, with our colleagues Hester Chu and Maha Tijani. And it's really thinking about what gene therapy has done for pediatric neurological disease. There's been an amazing clinical trial in gene therapy for spinal muscular atrophy, for which the NHS has now made it available for patients. But very sadly, in the summer of 2020, three children died from in a gene therapy clinical trial with extinct myotubular myopathy. So in our review, we discuss how we develop gene therapy and all the clinical trials of gene therapy in childhood neurological diseases to date.
So gene therapy is a therapeutic approach where we try to correct a genetic mutation and restore gene and cell function depending on the consequences of the mutation. The mechanisms are gene supplementation, where we add a copy of the gene, a DNA sequence, to make up for loss of function mutations. Gene silencing, where we try to repress the toxic product of a gene. And gene correction, where we use systems such as CRISPR-Cas9 to correct a mutation.
Viral gene therapies deliver therapeutic genes to affected cells using modified viruses based on adenovirus, retrovirus, and adeno-associated virus, or AAV. A gene therapy construct consists of a promoter, therapeutic transgene, regulatory elements, and signal sequences that enable packaging into a vector. The resulting viral vector is the vehicle used to deliver the therapeutic construct as a medicine to the diseased cell target. One of the most important criteria for the choice of a gene therapy vector is size. Adenoviral vectors are 100 nanometer viruses that can carry up to 37 kilobases. AAVs are small, non-enveloped viruses around 25 nanometers with an icosahedral capsid structure and cargo capacity of up to 4.65 kilobases of single-stranded DNA, restricting application to a smaller transgene. There have been over 200 AAV clinical trials demonstrating excellent safety profiles due to non-integration and episomal persistence for at least 10 years. Herpes simplex viruses are large vectors that can carry up to 100 kilobases. Lastly, lentiviral vectors can package up to 10 kilobases and efficiently transduce both proliferating and postmitotic cells, including neural precursor, hematopoietic stem cells, neurons, and glia. Alternative technologies include synthetic non-viral delivery platforms and antisense oligonucleotides and small interfering RNAs. With the knowledge of genetic defect, cellular or organ target, and gene therapy construct size, a suitable vector is selected to deliver the gene therapy. Most of the clinical trials described in this review use AAV gene therapy vectors. This schematic shows the transduction pathway of AAV vectors. AAVs are thought to bind to serotype-specific receptors and co-receptors and trigger internalization. Once in the cell, endocytosis is followed by endosomal escape facilitated in the acidic environment of matured vesicles. From here, the viral particles are translocated to the nucleus through the nuclear pore complex or undergo degradation by proteasomes. In the nucleus, viral DNA is released by uncoating, and the transcribed messenger RNA is exported to the cytoplasm for translation. AAV genomes do not integrate into the host genome, which is what makes it a favorable candidate gene therapy vector.
So this is a slide summarizing the clinical delivery routes for gene therapies used in pediatric neurological disorders. Gene therapies can be delivered in a targeted manner, such as into the eye for retinitis pigmentosa, or targeted within the brain, such as the striatum or midbrain for AADC deficiency,
or with multiple intraparenchymal injections for lysosomal storage diseases. The identification of recombinant AAV capsids that cross the blood-brain barrier and have broad tropisms have really enabled gene therapies to be developed that can be delivered intravenously to target the central nervous system. This strategy has been adopted for neuromuscular disorders in particular, but also for lysosomal storage diseases, where you can use recombinant AAVs that cross the blood-brain barrier to transduce the brain, but also target systemic organs such as the liver that are also affected.
So we provided you an overview of viral vector gene therapy development and the science behind it. So Ricardo, just tell us about how you approach looking for all the clinical trials for childhood neurological disorders.
So we surveyed the literature and clinicaltrials.gov and identified 40 clinical trials.
So 40 clinical trials, that's a huge number. Can you tell us about what diseases it involved and the number of children?
So the disorders treated were 18 diseases involving over 600 children. The diseases were categorized in four categories: lysosomal storage diseases, leukodystrophies, neuromuscular disorders, and neurotransmitter disorders. 39 of these studies showed safety and some degree of efficacy, but one, unfortunately, using high-dose recombinant AAV8 vector, resulted in the death of three children.
So that was in X-linked myotube neuropathy. That needs a lot more further investigation, isn't it?
Yes, and these are underway.
Okay. So overwhelmingly, in 39 clinical trials, there has been evidence of safety and efficacy in recombinant AAV gene therapy. I mean, that's astonishing for rare childhood neurological disorders and a huge amount of work. So we'd like to invite you to read our review, and I hope it provides a lot of hope for novel therapies for rare childhood neurological disorders.